Previously on Family.
I wonder, where's my poor Hamza?
Not again, Ma, please.
What about all your other children? Don't they want to spend time with you?
It's fine. You obviously know much more than your old-fashioned father.
Stop nagging Zahra for no reason, Ma.
Please, Ma. Please stop talking to everyone in the community about me and what I do in my life.
Any news on Hamza yet?
Yes, a lot of news.
Amina waits until she can hear the tap opening before grabbing Nadim's phone. She easily unlocks it and begins strolling through his WhatsApp texts. It's been weeks since he spoke to her properly, and now her mind is wild with suspicion.
Who is she?
Amina is so engrossed in reading through every single chat that her time soon runs out.
What do you think you're doing?
Amina looks up in shock to see Nadim standing in front of her.
That was a quick shower.
What are you doing with my phone, Amina?
Having a look at it. Is there a problem?
Yeah. Leave my phone alone and have a look at your own. I didn't spend thousands so that we could share a phone.
She's so protective. What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding. I leave that for you to do.
I did not hide anything from you, Nadim.
Oh, yeah? Then how come I only found out about Adil's proposal after overhearing your conversation with Nadira? When were you planning to tell me, Amina? Didn't I have a right as your husband and Sophia's brother to know? Besides, how could you be so cruel as to encourage Nadira to accept the proposal when you knew it would kill Sophia? Do you hate my family? And me that much?
I wasn't encouraging it. I was just saying...
It's not your fault she couldn't keep her husband's eyes to herself.
Sound familiar? I wouldn't be surprised if you purposely introduced Sophia to Nadira, knowing it would ruin my sister's marriage.
I was comforting Nadira when I said that.
Yeah? At whose expense? My sister's! Tell you what, Amina. You're so concerned about comforting Nadira. How about I marry her as a second wife instead of Arya? She's your best friend after all, so I'm sure you won't mind, right?
Amina looks at Nadim in horror.
Don't look so horrified, Amina. If you expected Sophia to condone it, surely you can too, for your best friend.
But...
I'm going out now. Think of it, okay?
Adam listens intently as Kader brings him up to date regarding Hamza.
You will be pleased to know, Adam, that Hamza is back in Khurmariko.
Alhamdulillah. I thought as much. But what is he doing there?
Well, yes, that's the thing. Hamza made nikah with Kate van Niekerk.
What?
Gee, bhai, they made nikah already and they are staying here in Khurmariko.
How dare he do that? You can forget he is a father. From today... I only have two sons.
Adam, calm down. I know you are furious and upset that he didn't tell you, but...
But what, Kader? There's no justification for his insolent behavior anymore.
Adam, I know you are thinking of the worst possible consequences of his action, but let me assure you, Poppy and I have met young Kate, and she's an inspiring young woman. In fact, I think she's just what Hamza needs in his life.
What do you mean?
She has this love for Islam that shows in her actions and character, which I can see is influencing Hamza too. Hamza already regrets not telling you about the nikah, and I am confident that he will come home soon to apologize. My advice to you is, don't be too hard on him.
I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes. What is he even doing for a living?
Well, he is earning quite well for himself. He started some sort of online business. But I will leave that for him to tell you about, Adam.
If it lasts long enough, Carter.
Bye. Don't be so angry. He made a mistake. But don't we all make mistakes? You remember what we were like in our young days?
These boys are nothing compared to us.
Exactly. So let's give them a break and hopefully they will turn out even better than we ever did.
As soon as Autumn puts the phone down with Carter, Hawa approaches him excitedly.
There's a Haro Poiro coming to see our Zahra today.
For what?
For marriage, Adam. What else?
Oh, okay. Allah will do what's best for our Zahra.
Amin. I'm so excited. Anyway, let me go see what I can do to help Farida. At least if our Zahra gets married, she won't have to work, and then she can spend her time looking after Hanzala and Humaira.
Hawa makes her way into the kitchen, where Zahra is taking out the teacups, and Farida is putting the kettle to boil.
They said they'll be here in 15 minutes.
So early? I thought they'll come later.
No. Rayan, the young man who's coming to see Zahra, he can't make it for later. So we said, we'll just let them come now and finish up.
Oh, good you did that, Farida. It's not good to postpone these things. What are you making?
Nothing much. I'll just put some tea stuff ready.
Aren't you making proper masala tea?
Just then, the doorbell rings.
No, no. There's no time now, Ma. They're already here.
Nonsense. You take Zahra out to meet them. I'll quickly make the masala tea and come.
Are you sure, Ma? It's okay if you can't manage.
Of course I can manage, Farida. I can make tea in my sleep. You go and don't worry. Let me do it for my Zahra. Who knows? We might be having a wedding, inshallah.
Okay. Jazakallah, Ma.
Farida glances at the clock above her. It's already the fifth awkward silence she survived with Rayan's mother, and Hawa still hasn't brought the tea. She looks towards Zahra and Rayan, who also seems to be nearing the end of their conversation.
Farida, may I have a glass of water, please?
Farida uses the opportunity to check in Hawa as well and see what's taking her so long to make the tea. Rayan's mother was not the easiest of company, and talking to her left Farida feeling quite miserable. Farida enters the kitchen and lets out a gasp.
Oh no! Ma! Ma!
Farida rushes towards the stove where all the tea has boiled over and a sticky, dark brown mess covered her stove. She quickly switches off the plates.
Where is Ma?
Trying to save the situation, Farida takes the glass of water along with some ice cream and serves it to her guests. She waits until they leave before she goes to find her mother-in-law. Her search doesn't last long as Hawa enters the kitchen, showing no signs of remorse.
What's smelling like that? Are you trying to burn the house down, Farida?
Farida closes her eyes, trying her best not to yell her lungs out at Hawa.
Don't you give the guest tea? How could you just give them ice cream? Who's going to want to marry Zahra if we don't even honor our guests?
Enough. Enough, Ma. How could you do this to me and Zahra?
Do what?
If you didn't want to make the tea, you should have said so. Why did you have to say you make it and then leave a big mess for me to clean up? Were you trying to sabotage us? Ma, what's wrong with you?
What are you talking about, Farida? You didn't tell me anything about making tea.
I don't believe it. How can you stand here and lie so easily to my face? At this stage, how can you lie? Ma, it's disgusting.
Junaid hears Farida screaming at his mother and rushes into the kitchen.
Farida, what are you talking to my mother?
I'll watch how I talk to your mother when she decides to stop lying, Junaid. She told me that she will make the tea for the visitors. And look what she did. Look, Junaid, look.
But I promise, I didn't know I was supposed to make the tea. Farida, if I knew, I would have made it happily for my Zahra.
Ah, stop lying. You told me you'll make it. I heard you and Zahra heard you. How can you lie like this?
Farida, just calm down, okay? It's okay. I'll clean up the mess.
No, you tell her to clean up.
Tears stream down Hawa's cheeks profusely. She picks up a dishcloth and starts wiping the stovetop while Junaid walks Farida to her room. Hawa quietly chants to herself.
I'm not lying, Farida. I'm not lying. I'm not a liar.
Adem comes into the kitchen as Junaid and Farida walk out. He finds Hawa standing at the stove, scrubbing away at the dirt with tears rolling down her cheeks.
I'm not a liar.
Hawa, what happened? Who to you, Hawa?
Farida says I told her I'll make the tea, but I don't even remember telling her. All this tea, which I don't even know who put up, boiled over and now Farida is blaming me. She says I sabotaged Zahra's samosa run. You tell me, Adam, why would I lie? Why would I sabotage my own granddaughter's proposal? How can Farida say such ugly things if she doesn't want us here anymore? She can ask us to leave nicely. Why must she be so nasty to me?
Don't cry so much, Hawa. Don't cry.
Adam gently takes Hawa away from the stove and gives her a hug. His mind races as he wonders as to what exactly is going on. One thing is clear, they will not be able to live much longer with Junaid. Junaid makes sure Farida takes a seat and tries to calm her down.
Yeah, drink some water. And relax. Don't get so angry for nothing.
Farida takes a long sip of water.
Thank you. I just can't deal with this anymore, Junaid.
What's wrong, Farida?
How could your mother do this to me? Why?
Forget about my mother for a bit. Just for a bit. Maybe Ma just forgot about the tea and it boiled over.
Yeah. But why must she lie and say she didn't say she's making the tea? Why couldn't she just say sorry?
Listen, Farida, you must understand Ma is old, and I myself don't know what Ma is thinking. It's over now, right? So please, don't get so upset. Just tell me, how did the meeting go with Rayan and his mother? Is Zahra interested?
I'm not even asking Zahra if she's interested. You know, that Rayan's mother made it very clear to me that she only came to see Zahra because that Auntie Jamila forced her. According to her, her son has never been married and doesn't deserve someone's leftovers.
Is that what she said?
And not so many words.
The bloody cheek.
I know, but...
But what, Farida?
You know, Junaid, she has a point. Zahra doesn't have many options at this moment. No single man wants to marry a divorcee with twins.
Look, Farida, we need to leave our trust in Allah. Allah will send someone for our Zahra. Don't worry.
I mean, anyway, there's someone else who would like to meet Zahra.
Sure, that's quick. You said Zahra doesn't have many options, but it looks like a lineup to me. So who's next?
You know that Auntie Poppy's nephew? You remember him?
Uwais? Yeah, I remember him. He and Hamza are the same age. He's a thorough gentleman. Isn't he married, though?
Yeah, he is. But he's interested in marrying our Zahra as a second wife.
Will it be in Zahra's best interest to consider this proposal, or will Junaid refuse? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Episode 13 of Radio Islam's drama series Family. And really, it's getting tense. There's so many new angles coming in. Today, a very interesting angle as well. Hamza, one of the sons, married Kate van Niekerk. And this, of course, brings in so many different elements. What I would like to touch on here, Maulana Habib, is the aspect of the way Adam reacted when he found out that Hamza married Kate. he reacted and he said, he basically said, I disown him from now, only have two sons, etc. But it took Kader to explain to him that, listen here, don't overreact. She is a nice girl. And sometimes you just, the real line that I want to focus on is he told Adam, I'll just get that line now. He said, my advice to you, don't be too hard on him, referring to Hamza, because he is changing for the better, I can see it. And sometimes as parents, we tend to be too hard on certain children. Maybe they had a difficult past, or you know, they're not the best behaved. But when they want to change, for some reason it's difficult for us to see. That is why I think as a lesson here, let's always take the advice of others, the way they see what's happening.
Yes, walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Murana Yusuf, and let not the perceptions, you know, steer you in a certain, in a particular direction. Generally, these kind of marriages are difficult to cope with, but if we play a supporting role, now that we understand that the marriage has already been consummated, and the nikah has already taken place, it's now the matter of supporting them as opposed to opposing them, because there isn't much that you can do now. Let's welcome her into the family, let's make it comfortable, and how we can also in turn benefit in terms of our deen and dunya, because essentially we are going to become her mentors, we are going to become her spiritual guides. And so look at that angle and try and bring her closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We never know, Mala Yusuf, perhaps her extended family could also be entering into Islam because of this kind gesture of this.
See, that is very true, Maulana Habib. It's very important that we understand this point, the aspect of understanding, welcoming people. Actually, we'll touch on this later on, inshallah, in the series. Also, the point that we understand from today is don't overreact. Sometimes we hear something, don't jump to conclusions, don't overreact and disown people and curse people and, you know, delete people's numbers and delete their chats and whatever. First, take time to understand what is happening. Look at why it was done, the reason behind it, and things like that. And in this case here, we see that Kader was the one that had to explain to Adam that, you know what, don't overreact and disown your son. Listen to what we have to say. So we all need that Kader in our lives, and we need to be Kaders to other people as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We'll speak again in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was proudly brought to you by FNB Islamic Banking. Search FNB Islamic Banking. First National Bank is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized FSB and credit provider.
Metro Home City, a world in one store. Shop online at www.metrohomecity.co.za for great specials, or visit us at 410 Madiba Street, Pretoria.
Hygienic tissue molds. Suppliers of toilet rolls, jumbo rolls, both virgin and recycled, industrial rolls and more. Contact us on 033-397-9595. Or visit our website at hygienictissuemolds.com.
Continental Cash and Carry. Over 7,500 square meters of stock and a wide range of cosmetics, homeware, hardware, medical, hair products, and much more. With ample parking available for our customers, friendly staff, and low prices, and many in-store specials. Located centrally at number 14 Mineral Crescent, Extension 3, in the hub of Crown Mines. Continental Cash and Carry. Call us on 010-594-2085.
The Willerton Group, proud manufacturers of Sunfoil triple refined pure sunflower oil and Sunshine D margarines and spreads. High in vitamin D, smooth and great tasting. Sabahu Muslim is brought to you by Shiraz Auto. For all your Mercedes-Benz sales, services and parts requirements, call us on 011-213-1100.
سافر في الفلك هل لي بأن أرقى إليك لأسألك من ذا الذي أهداك أجمل صورة وحباك نورا في الفضاء وجملك يا أيها المحمد سافر في الفلك هل لي بأن أرقى إليك